Guys, hey, what's up? It's Kate. I'm back for another episode of Date Fails. And you guys know we have ads now. I feel so legit. I feel so special. So this week we have the incredible Casper Mattress as one of the show sponsors. Guys, I have a Casper mattress now. I'm loving it. There's nothing better than a good mattress. By the way, there's nothing that's a bigger turn on than when you go to a guy's place and his mattress is comfortable. I mean, like, literally, I've gotten in guys' beds and been like, I don't ever want to leave this bed. And that's what you want, which is why you should get a Casper mattress. And here's what's amazing about Casper is they know the industry marks up mattresses like crazy, you know? So what they've done is cut the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms, and they pass the savings straight on to you. That's right. Casper is the mattress you buy online. Then what happens is they deliver to you with free returns and a 100-night free home trial. That's crazy. 100 nights to try out the mattress, bounce on it, jump on it, you know, get some on it, do your thing. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up. They'll refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit. So definitely check it out, guys. Now, Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. And with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars, it's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. I definitely love it. I think it's amazing. Free shipping and free returns to the US and Canada. So guys, I need you to try this out. What I want you to do is go to casper.com/datefails. That's casper.com/datefails. You know what's great about it too is you don't get hot sleeping on this mattress. It actually regulates your temperature. And I'm a nighttime. I get hot at night, especially if a guy cuddles me and I start sweating. But with this, it seems to be working. It seems to keep me nice and cool. So guys, check it out. $50 toward any mattress purchase when you visit casper.com/datefails. That's the discount code DATEFAILS, guys. Check it out. Yo, guys, this is the thing. So last week on the pod, I had my gal pal, Sherelle Patrice, and we had so much fun and we dished so much that I was like, you know who I'm having back this week? Sherelle Patrice. Hey. Girl, you're so funny. You know what's great about you? You're so open. So many times girls come on here and they're like afraid to like share what's really going on.
Really?
In their world. Yeah.
Oh, no. I do. I think I'm sometimes too open, but I'm like, fuck it. Like, you live once. It is what it is.
Be real, too. You know what's funny is like lately, I swear. Okay, we're both, you and I, we're both attractive girls. I would say you're a 10. Yeah. You're stunning.
You're fucking, I look at, I'm not first a 10. Of all, your Instagram. I'm like, wow. Can I get a Thank body like that? Like,
oh my
I don't
God.
Know where
you
I gotta
can.
Go, but can I get a body
You gotta
like
come
that?
With me. My girl, I have this trainer. She's dope.
I'm down.
I'm obsessed with her. I'll take you there. It's called Barboza. It's on Sunset. Anyone in LA, you should check it out. But thank you. But I also like just know my angles, you know, from doing Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how to. I look so much better in photos, by the way, than I do in real life to just everyone
Me
watching.
Too.
Yeah.
But editing goes a lot.
Editing, editing. Yeah.
An
Photoshop
angle,
that
filter.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I won't even send a guy a naked photo without Photoshopping it, by the way. That's why I don't fuck with Snapchat. I'm like, I can't Photoshop on there.
Do you send nudies?
Yeah, sometimes. But I've pulled way back on it.
I don't.
Really, ever?
Well, one time I had an ex threaten to, like, put my pictures out. And it happened, like, years ago. So, like, I literally have stopped sending nudies as effective, like, maybe 3-4 years back.
Wow.
But
that's so illegal, by the way. It's called revenge porn. I talked to my lawyer about it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was actually technically illegal. But, like, yeah, he, like, threatened. He was like, oh, I'm going to put these out and send them on the blogs and whatever. And, like, at that point, I wasn't, like, anyone. Like, I wasn't really doing it. I was like, okay. But I was still scared. And so now, like, now that I'm out more and I do social media. Media and, you know, building a career, I'm even more nervous. So,
yeah.
I mean, those pictures may pop up eventually. I'm prepared.
As long as they're good.
I don't send anything anymore.
As long as they're good, though. That's my thing. I'm like, as long as they're, I'm happy with them. I get more nervous about someone hacking my phone and posting the outtakes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want the photos of me that I didn't send that I was like, my ass looks bad in that one.
You gotta delete them.
There's a weird pimple on my labia. Whatever. You know what I mean?
No, I don't even take them. Like, I don't even have any in my phone. Like, I, at the point where I was so, because here's what happened. My sister would also take my phone and go through it. And so then she would, like, threaten to tell my parents if I took, like, sexy photos. So also, I stopped taking pictures because she knew my passcode. And I just stopped. So I don't even have, like, seductive pictures. Any picture of me that's sexy, I will put on Instagram. Because I'm like, if I put it out in the public, then I'll still send those photos to guys, like, to make them feel
that's
like.
That's so funny.
It's like,
you can't
original.
Send a guy a photo that you post on Instagram. They hate that.
I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, you don't follow me? Here you go.
Oh, that's hilarious. You don't think they look at your Instagram even if they don't follow you?
I don't
you?
Know. I don't really care. It'll be the same thing.
This is a question that I have. What reason does a guy have, if a guy's into you and he doesn't follow you on Instagram, I don't know about you, I assume that means there's another girl. Always.
I mean, some guys, like, it depends on what they do. If, like, I know they're on Instagram, then maybe. But some guys, like, I don't even want to follow them. First of all, I may not even like their page. I mean, like, this shit's fucking boring. Like, I'm not trying to add to my follower count.
Good point. That's a good point.
So sometimes I just don't even want to follow them. So it's just easier if I, like, don't even tell them. It also depends where I meet them. Like, sometimes I meet men in, like, more of a corporate setting because I do still have a job and I do like, a very kind of corporate look. And so depends where I meet them. I don't necessarily want them because I also do, like, thirst traps on Instagram and I don't want them to think, like, oh, she's thotting around.
Yes, I think that, too. Oh, my God. I was out with a guy the other day and he was, like, asking me, like, did you research me? Did you Google me? And I go, no, I don't Google guys no matter who you are because if someone Googles me, they're going to think I'm, like, just straight up trying to fuck for sure, which is not the case.
Exactly. And, like, on my Instagram, I'm very strategic with what I put out. Like, I know when I'm thirst trapping. Like, I'm specifically, like, telling my girlfriend, like, listen, like, let me hit this angle and take this photo. Let me throw a filter on it because I'm trying to get my likes up. Like, I know what I'm doing.
We all know. Like, when I post a sexy photo, I'm very strategic. It's, like, only one in every six. You don't want to do too many, but you got to do one on occasion. I mean, that's it. It's just what it is. It's annoying.
Exactly. But I don't think guys necessarily know that. So they may see it and think, like, oh, she's a hoe. Or she's this or that. And if you don't know me, then, like, I guess you're obviously welcome to judge. People are going to judge regardless. So I'd prefer, like, I don't even like to mention it. Like, but I will sometimes ask them, but I won't tell them what mine is because I want to go and look at their page and, like, get their info, but I won't ever follow them or tell them
I
did it. And then, but, like, I don't actually want them to follow me because I'm also, like, unless you're out there, like, commenting and liking photos, like, like, I mean, if you're going to engage on my page, but I don't necessarily
I hate. I hate when a guy starts out liking all your photos and engaging, then once you start hooking up, they suddenly stop. Like, they don't want to seem too into you. I'm like, motherfucker. Right. Like, to me, it's supporting you. If a guy I'm dating likes my stuff, I notice and I'm like, oh, that's nice. He supports what I do. That's all that is. You don't have to be, like, commenting, but liking is nice.
Yeah. Know? Like, let me know that you saw
it. Yeah, I like it. I think it's cute. But what I was going to say about you being so honest is that I've noticed a trend lately where I mean, the reason I said we're both attractive girls, I don't think I'm, like, this crazy hot girl.
But you are.
Lately, I've been getting guys taking me out that are, like, a level above what I think I can get. Does that make sense? Like,
but you are hot. Like, to keep it all the way G, I mean, well, you have an amazing body. You have a really pretty face. Well, you have an awesome personality, and you're funny. Like, I'm sorry. I think that's a really strong combination. And this is not just me saying this. Like, I'm on your Instagram, and I'm like, I need to go to the gym.
Oh, stop.
I'm like, this bitch looks amazing in a bathing suit. So,
well, thank you.
And you have stuff going for you, you know?
But what I was going to say that I've noticed the trend with these guys that I think are, like, quote, not out of my league, but because I don't think anyone's out of anyone's league, but just, like, you know, I typically date guys that don't really have their shit together. And lately I've been dating a lot of guys with their shit together. But what they all say to me that they love, there's three in my head right now I'm thinking of that are like, you're so different because you're so honest. You're just real. You just say what's real. You don't play games. You don't fuck around. And I'm starting to realize, like, how much men appreciate when you're just, like, real, because so many girls are trying to play games.
Yeah.
I hate games.
Games. And especially in LA, like, I feel it's like a city of games.
Yeah.
And, like, with social media and everything now, like, no one wants to, like, put themselves out there and be real. Everyone wants to pretend that they don't care. And so games are, like, big. And it's annoying because I feel like you hit a point where you're just like, I don't have time to decipher all this stuff. Like, that's I don't know what this means.
I don't want to spend an hour figuring out what to text back or what you're meaning. Right. Like, just call me.
Exactly. And if you don't do that, I'm just going to cut it off because I'm just at the point where I'm like, I have too much to do. And like trying to decipher where you fit into my life and what this means is not part of my to-do list.
100%. So, okay. There's a couple things I want to talk about today because it's girl on girl, which I love, and so do the people at home. So I'm in a situation I've never really been in before, which many guys are in, by the way, all the time.
Okay.
Which is, first of all, I'm dating multiple people. Like I'm dating too regularly, but I'm still also going on dates with new guys. And so, but there's, so I have a little rotation, which I, by the way, never have ever. I never do. I try, but as soon as I like one, I usually start ignoring the other ones by mistake because you can't help it when you're a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, oh, I feel guilty. I'm going to cut it off.
Exactly. But here's the thing. So right now I'm dating these two guys that I really like both. I really like both, and I'm not fucking either one.
Which is great.
Right. I'm making
both.
Because
you can't, you don't need to feel guilty about that. Like, and in your, one, I feel like there's so much shaming on women when women explore options. And I think that, one, as a woman, why not keep your options open? Like, why not explore? You're not having sex with them. You're getting to know both of them. I don't feel that you should have to obligate yourself to either person.
Right.
And men do it all the time. And so I feel like as a woman, like, I want to figure out, like, which one of you, like, which one of you is going to survive? Like,
like who gets like, the final rose?
Exactly.
No,
like,
it's true.
Battle it out. Let's see who really wants to invest in me and invest in our future.
This is the thing, though. I've never had this situation because, first of all, there couldn't be more different, these two guys, okay? One guy, without giving, I don't want to give away too much, but, like, let's just say, one guy, extreme alpha male, athlete. That's all I really want to say.
Okay, okay.
Super hot, very hot. Okay, from the first time I met him, I was like, he's so hot. I'm so attracted to him, and I had a crush on him. And he's funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. He's not a comic, but he's so funny. Which you know, girls, they love that shit.
Right.
And the big thing. Total gentleman. I mean, like, I've
never... Those are rare.
I've never dated a guy. Like, this is what I'm saying. This guy, we went out the other night. Every time I had to pee, we were out from, like, I don't know, 7:30 until 1 a.m. or something, right? Every time I had to pee, he'd walk me to the bathroom. I've never had a guy walk me to the bathroom in my life. He was like, you gotta go, I'll go too, I'll walk you. He would walk me, then he'd wait for me outside the bathroom. He's almost like protective custody. I felt like I had security with me the whole night.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I just never, and you know, it's like he wouldn't let me, I mean, not only, I mean, of course, guys don't let you pay for stuff sometimes, but like he wouldn't let me open a door. He wouldn't let me, I mean, just like small stuff.
You should never touch a door.
I know.
I notice stuff like that. Like, I think that's really, really cute when guys do that, like walk on the outside of the sidewalk, like stuff like that. I think it's
I do too, very but it's
sexy.
Just like becoming so rare. I was talking to my girlfriend today and she goes, you know what's funny, Kate? He's just doing what men are like supposed to do, but you're blown away because so few guys do it anymore.
Right. Like back in 1950, this was the norm. But
Right. So that guy, he's so hot. Everything good. I had a crush on him for the longest time. Mm-hmm. The only thing is he lives a little far. So it's kind of like, but that's kind of a good thing too, because he's not close enough where I can like want to see him too much. And what's weird is normally with guys, as soon as I start to like them, I start to kind of obsess over it. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, because when I love hard. So when I fall, I'm just like,
Ugh, I'm the same.
So if when I go, like I go, and so I always have to catch myself. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so picky and like specific now, because it's like when I do invest, I invest really yes. like 1,000%.
But girls are such thinkers too. Like you get in your head. And you can't stop thinking about like what does this mean? What is it? Why is he doing?
Then I think that brings to the point of why I think it's a good thing that you date and give yourself options. Like until you get to that point where both people have decided, well, let's be exclusive and let's just build upon the two of us, I think it is important to date so that you have that experience of kind of saying, okay, well, like if you're going to drop the ball, there are men out there. Because I think sometimes women, we get so down on ourselves and believe that there's not going to be another man that's going to treat us this well. And so let's just suffer with this guy.
Just go with that one because he's better than most.
Exactly. Yeah. Like he's paying a little bit of attention. So I guess like I'll speak to him and like deal with it.
That's true. But what's weird with this guy is as much as I like was into him for so long and he is super hot, but there is something like I'm not worried about, I don't know, like I don't think about is he with another girl when I'm not with him. I really don't care yet. It doesn't.
That's good.
I think this is healthy, but I'm so used to being so obsessed over like these player type guys that I am always like thinking about it. But with this guy, I even told him, I go, you know what's weird is like with you, I just genuinely like you. And since we were friends for a while, I feel like if it happens, it happens. If it works out, it does. But if it doesn't, I just like you. So I care about maintaining this friendship. And like, it's the weirdest, easiest. There hasn't been a moment in my head where I'm like, I wonder if he's into me or I wonder if he's playing a game. He texts me like once a day and goes, like today he texts me. He's like thinking about those lips. That's it. So simple. But you're like, as a girl, you're like, aw. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I think girls, we just are so used to getting caught up and so used to like getting like sucked in. And so it's like, it's nice when you just have peace of mind and you're just like, you know what? Like I go to sleep and I'm not wondering what you're doing.
Peace of mind is so big.
It is. Because we're not used to it, I feel like. But I think it's a maturity thing. And I think it's within you. It probably has nothing to do with him. It's just like your confidence and knowing like, you know what? Like, I'm going to enjoy this. I respect myself. I respect the situation. And at the same time, I'm still exploring my options. And I'm mature enough to do that in a responsible way.
Yeah.
And give yourself that peace of mind where you're like, I'm not going to be stressing about what this person's doing. Like,
but also, I don't need to because it's like, isn't it so hot when I say this to my girlfriends often that for me 99% of how I feel about a guy has to do with what happens when we're not together because when you're in a room with someone it's easy to be good, charm them, act
right,
flirt if you have chemistry,
right?
That's the easiest part.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's when you're not around each other, the guy that wins is the guy that acts right when you're not around. And I don't mean it has nothing to do with other girls. It just has to do with like, is he thinking of you? Does he check up with you? Does he care what's going on with you? Does he, you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
So
like,
huge.
Oh, did you get there safely? Like, or like, hey, I'm just thinking about it. You wanted to say hi? Like that makes such a difference.
Dude, I do a test on guys when I go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go out with guys, how they always say like, text me and let me know you got
home
safe.
Yeah.
I never do.
Oh, and you wait to see if they contact you.
Because if they really give a fuck, because I think they just say it because they're supposed to, but do they really care if you got
home safe? Actually, my dad told me that exact same thing, and he was like, wait to see, don't text him, wait to see if the guy hits you
always.
And ask if you are home
safe. Did you make it home okay or great? I always wait for them to text me. That's so important.
Okay, then so what happens if they don't text you? Do you cut them off or what?
No.
Are you just kind of like ding
no,
them a little bit?
I just know in my mind they weren't that worried about it, and I go to sleep. It doesn't mean I won't go out with them again or something, but the next time when they go text me if you get home safe, I'll say it. I'll go,
I like that.
Why? Last time I didn't, you didn't seem worried.
You didn't seem to care. Like, what else would happen to me? Obviously nothing, but you didn't really seem, it didn't really seem to matter to you.
Right, or what if you just don't text them that you get home safe, and then the next day when they text you, you go, oh, by the way, I got mugged last night.
Oh my God, I'm gonna do that to someone.
You should.
For real, that is
by
hilarious.
The way, my like, Uber driver molested me. That's why like, I didn't text you.
I ended up in a ditch in Tijuana. I'm like trying to cross the border. Give me a couple hours. Like I'll hit you later. Like,
oh my God. Okay, so that's guy number one.
Okay.
Because I just, the reason I want to talk about this is because This is interesting, and it says something about women, because I know you're going to relate. Mm-hmm. So guy number two, he's also successful. They're both successful guys, okay? So they both have their shit together. They both have jobs. Neither one is, like, a loser. Guy nice. Number two, I think he's super cute. I'm mm-hmm. very attracted to mm-hmm. him, right? If I put them side by side in a room, would I say he's hotter? Maybe not, but, like, I have more chemistry right. with him. It's crazy. So, like, have you ever been out with someone that you have the impulse to try to kiss them, like, multiple times, like, on the first date, but you don't, but you're just, like, that attracted to them?
Yeah. No, I've been there.
So I went out with this guy maybe 5 times before we kissed. Mm-hmm. They weren't all dates. A couple times were like group hangs. Okay. We kind of talked a little bit on social media before we first met, but mm-hmm. I haven't known him as a friend. So okay. We don't have the same whatever, right? This guy's an entertainer, not an athlete. And so we have great conversation. We're in the same field, you know? Mm-hmm. So like we can kind of relate more on that, which is good and bad.
Yeah.
Because we talk a lot about show business, where when I'm out with the other guy, we dabble in it maybe, but mm-hmm. not a lot. Mm-hmm. But this guy's got a very, like, little kid-like, playful. I mean, they couldn't have more different backgrounds. One guy grew up in the hood. One guy is, like, you know, probably grew up more like me, like, in a nice neighborhood, whatever. So, but the thing is with this guy is for whatever reason, I feel when I'm with this guy, just like kind of crazy about him. Like I'm so attracted to him. We kissed finally after like the third date. Mm-hmm. It was the third date one-on-one.
Okay.
Where he kissed me, and it wasn't until the end, and I was fighting the urge to kiss him the entire date.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't. And then at the end, we had this kiss that was like, you know when a guy kisses you and immediately you go, oh, we're going to have retarded sex.
Oh, yeah. You know.
You just know.
You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
You're like,
this
we know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And he's not a guy that's normally my type, mm-hmm. but I can already tell, like, I had to do, it was everything in my willpower to get the fuck out of there and not go home with
gotta
him.
Gotta go.
You know what
go.
I mean? Yeah. Yeah. For real. And I even find him, like, creeping into my head sometimes and I'm, like, at home alone, like, you know, getting mm-hmm. off. Like, I'm thinking about him.
Oh.
A little bit, but here's the thing. So that guy, we have this amazing kiss, right? Okay. And then he texts me the next couple days. And then, he texts me the next 2 days, but didn't try to make plans again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he texts, and then the next day I hit him up. And I was like, maybe he's like a little, he seems to me like maybe a little insecure. Like every mm-hmm. time we've hung out, he's hit me up first, but I've initiated the hangout. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you've actually been the one to finalize that.
Yeah, like what's up tonight? You want to get a drink? Whatever.
Yeah.
So this time I'm waiting for him to do it. I'm like, I'm not doing it. He needs to be the man. He mm-hmm. needs to be the one to ask. So I'm waiting and waiting. We're texting for 4 days.
Oh my goodness.
And he doesn't ask, but he's saying shit like, you know, I feel like what you and I have is really rare. It's really, like, he's saying all the right shit, but then he's not. And I feel like with guys, it's actions, not words.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'm
like, yeah, actions, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So I'm starting to be like, is this guy, is it just wordplay? Is he as into me as I think? Because I can tell I'm into him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I did tell him, I said, I'm not going to sleep with you for a while. Just, I want you to know now, it's going to take a while because mm-hmm. I really dig you. I want to see where it goes first because also we work in the same business. And I want to make sure. And he's like, yeah, of course, take your time. There's no rush. I'm super into you. I just like talking to you. But then after I said that, he kind of backed off a little, right?
Then that makes me kind of think that's his, like, that's really his MO. He really, like, he's being this charming person initially, but he really is just, like, trying to sleep with you. Because to me, if that was the case where he was cool with it, why back off? Why be, like, distancing versus being like, I want to hang out with you. Like, if that happens, like, it'll happen in due time, but you're a dope chick. Like, I want to spend time with you versus this other guy that is really investing in the time and, like, to back off after you've told him, like, hey, I want to see where this thing goes, and then he backs, I think that's his tell.
Well, so this is the thing. So I totally agree. So I kind of called him out, mm-hmm. which I never do, by the way. Like, I try to be, like, the chick that's, like, chill because mm-hmm. I'm trying to learn to be chill because I'm not right. chill at all. So I finally sent him a text.
Okay.
And my text was basically, I was like, oh, I try to be cute and flirty but get to the point.
Right.
So I said, hey, you, what's up? And then he wrote back, hey, what's up with you? And I said, well, you tell me. Normally when a guy kisses me like that, he tries, what is it? He picks a time to see me again pretty soon. Why are you waiting? Winky face. Like, I called him right out.
Right.
Right? And then he said, oh, is that how it works? Winky face, which I was like, ugh, gross.
Wrong response.
So try response again. Should have been, oh, yeah, of course, I've been busy. How's Friday night or whatever,
absolutely.
Right?
That was the invitation.
Thank you.
To schedule a specific time.
Thank you. So then he said, hang on, I'm at the gym. Let me hit you back. Yeah, which is, I'm okay.
He like BRB'd you.
I'm okay with that if you hit me back.
Right.
Then 2 hours goes by, nothing.
Oh, he's playing games. He wants to sleep with you. That's dude, he's playing games. He wants
I'm
to sleep
so
with you. And he's showing who he is.
That you said that because here's the thing. So then I text him back. Mm-hmm. I waited 2 hours and then I just said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I hate games. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in this. I say we'd be friends. I pretty much called him out.
Right.
Now here's where I think it's fascinating that you said that. He texts me back like immediately, mm-hmm. of course. Like 3 paragraphs explaining everything that's been happening with him this week, why he's been so busy. I mean, it all was logical, made mm-hmm. sense. I understood. But then he was like, I don't understand what you mean by playing games. I've only been busy. I love hanging out with you. I'm so attracted to you. I do want to keep spending time with you. He's like, if I was playing games, I'd be trying to sleep with you. I'm in no rush. So I think it's so funny because in the guy's mind, he's like, if I'm not trying to bang you, it's not a game. And in the girl's mind, all I thought is, it's a game the minute you stop trying to see me, but you keep flirting. To
right.
me, that feels like you're just keeping a door open, but you're not
I
that
think
into
that,
it.
That, truthfully, that's how it is to me. Like, first of all, I've done sales a lot. And in sales, there's a thing called a takeaway. And so in a takeaway, you basically remove, like, when a person isn't showing interest, you remove what it is you're trying to sell and say, you know what, I don't think this is right for you. I'm going to just go ahead and, like, cancel this out. And then that shows where their interest is. Now, so I think what you did was you did a takeaway, and I don't know if it's genuine. Like, I don't know if what he's saying is just still
either.
An attempt to eventually sleep with you, or if it really is, because I feel like when it comes to the whole busy thing, people make time for the things they want to make time for. I've been incredibly busy before, and I will still make time for a person if I want to make time for that person.
100%.
So if you're not in that, like, top 5 list, like, I'm not going to make time for you. But if you are, like, I at a 1 a.m. when I'm getting home, I will FaceTime or see you or whatever the case may be. So I will squeeze you into the little pockets of time that I have.
Yeah, so that's what I think.
I'm going to call BS on him, and I'm going to encourage you to
go with the other guy. Go with the other guy.
And
it's so funny because the thing with this dude is that the conversation is so great, and he does, like, when he does text me, he's always, like, curious, what are you up to? How was your day? How was that mm-hmm. audition? How was that? Like, he genuinely asked the right shit, but I'm starting to just realize, like, guys, it's all action.
It is. I think with men, like, one thing I've learned, when a man wants to be with a man will move mountains to be with that woman. And when you find that person that genuinely is like, no, like, I want to be with you, and I want you to realize that I am the man that wants to be with you, and I'm willing to outfight all the others.
Yeah.
He will do what he has to do. And so I just kind of feel like I've been with men that I've had an ex that was like that. And he was like, within a month, he was like, listen, like, I'm feeling you. Like, I don't want to play games. I want to be with you. So let's, like, I want you in my world.
It's so hot when a guy just says what they want.
Exactly. And then it's like, okay, let's cut the BS. Like, now we got to go through the workings of being in a relationship. But it made me realize, like, when you're dealing with a man that knows what he wants, like, a man will do what he has to do to claim you as his woman. If he's not doing that, then he is playing games. And if he is playing games, then it's like, you just got to recognize it for what it is and move on.
That's how I feel. And it's funny too, because for him to be like, well, if I was playing games, I'd be trying really hard to sleep with you. Do you see me? Because he did say when I told him I'm waiting, he was like, take your time and no
rush.
He's
giving you as an option though.
Well,
that's
and also it's like, just because it's a long game doesn't mean it's a game.
Right.
I've had guys that I know are just waiting for me to break down and hook up with them one night. I've had guys that have played the game for 2 years and finally one night maybe we get drunk together and we hook up.
Right. And that could very well be it. He's like, hey, I'm going to keep it as an option. I'll flirt with you occasionally, but I'm not going to actually put the time in, because what he's doing is hitting you up to keep the door open, but he's not actually saying, let's meet at this day, at this time, and go do this, and I'm going to invest my time, my energy, and my money into seeing you, versus like, well, let me hit you up occasionally via text message and like keep this going so that when that time comes, I'm here.
There's something I want to say to the guys that are listening right now, because I don't know if guys realize this, and this is huge. Because with this guy, for instance, I understand busy, because I'm in show business. He's in show. I get it. Sometimes you have weeks. It's literally back-to-back meetings, auditions, shows. You're crazy. You have to prepare for the next day. You don't have time to see someone. He is texting. That's nice. Here's the thing that guys, I think, don't get. If you make plans with a girl so she just has something to look forward to, that is so huge.
Yes.
So huge. Guys don't get that. Like, guys hate to make plans. And a lot of times I'll have guys say to me like, well, I don't want to make plans because then if something comes up and I have to cancel, you might get upset. I would rather a million times over a guy be like, hey, are you free Friday night? Let's get dinner. And then if he books a gig or something comes up and he can't and he cancels, I totally get it.
That's legitimate.
Yeah. But it gives you, as the girl, the whole week you're like, oh, I'm excited because I'm going to see him Friday. And by the way, guys, just so you know, if a girl's like kind of on your ass or blowing you up or like harassing you or nagging you or whatever, a lot of times once you give her a date, she'll go away. I will go away.
Right. You're like, oh, cool. I'm just going to prepare for this one day.
Yeah, I got the date. I'll be at the gym. I'll be detoxing. Right. I'll be making sure not to eat that day in case we fuck. Whatever the thing is, you know? So it's like, I think guys are so hesitant to make plans. They want to keep their options open and shit. But like, just know if a girl is like getting irritated with you, there's a very good chance that if you just say to her, are you free Saturday night at 9? She'll go, yeah, great. Yeah. Can't wait. And then leave you the fuck alone.
Right.
It's so real.
No, it's true. It's like, I just think as women, like, just we want to be shown interest. We want, like, the thing is with women, we're very, I think we're complicated and simple at the same time. We just want to feel like we're adored. We just want to feel special. Like, come
on.
Like,
feel like you're feeling us.
Yeah. That's like
a little attention, affection, some compliments.
Exactly. Just a little bit. So if you want to play this game, like, and I think when you're like young and you're like in the 21, 22 age, you're like, you put up with so much BS as a woman, and like you like or get strung along, and then as you mature you realize like, no, I have worth, like I'm fucking dope. And like, is that especially because you're dating two people, I think it's like you have to realize like, listen, if you're not gonna do it, another man will, so I'm gonna leave the door for him.
That's
to do it.
That's what's so funny is I really do think that this guy, and by the way, this other guy lives very close to me, which is why it's even more of like a kind of a slap in the face, like you live 10 minutes away but you don't even be like, let's grab a coffee or whatever.
Right.
So my thing is, if you know, if you are, if you're in the neighborhood, especially if you're close by, like the chick knows.
There's no excuse.
You gotta step up.
He's close and is making excuses. And I just think that like anytime you say that I'm busy, it's just a cop out. Like, I have been busy and I will still make time.
When you're busy, you make time.
Exactly. Very least, there's way to show like being thoughtful, like, hey, like I only have a five minutes, a few hours or whatever, but like I want to see you or I want to speak to you, like just something to, so I'm thinking of you. I may not
That's
be able
it.
To give you in-person time, or I may not be able to talk to you on the phone for an hour, but I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you. And once I have that time, like, and they will plan, they'll be like, listen, I'm free on this time. So if someone's not planning, like
that means
they
they're keeping
free,
you as option number 2, 3, 4.
Exactly.
Yes, I totally agree,
because I bet you if you were like, hey, I want to fuck you tonight, he'd make the time.
If I sent him I almost
busy
did.
To free
by the
real
way,
quick
by the way I almost as an experiment was going to send him because he had a birthday.
Uh-huh.
And like, if I'm dating a guy, I always send them a naked photo on their birthday. Always. But I make it funny. Like, I'll put like cupcakes over the boobs or like,
okay,
it won't be totally.
Yeah,
but like,
be cute.
I almost, as a test, was going to send him a photo like that. But then I was like, I don't want to set the wrong precedent because I'm not going to bang him. But I was just like, I'll bet if I did, motherfucker would be like, oh, what's
exactly
up tonight? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and that's how, and that's exactly what it is. Like, you'll go, oh, I'm so busy and I don't have, I go to X, Y, and Z. He sent you a whole paragraph of excuses, but had you sent that picture, he would have freed up real quick.
I mean, that's
like,
what I think.
I'm free at 8:09 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, 100%. So I just want to say to the guys out there that if you're into her, ask her for the next date, no matter what, when. It doesn't matter what. It could be a week out. It could be 5 days out. Plans might change, but just trust me when I tell you that girls, the problem is we're brought up to believe the guy is supposed to ask you for the next date at the end of that day. Like, there's just these things in that we're taught that if you don't do it, we start to think you're playing games. And games are not always sex related. Sometimes games. I assume, by the way, if a guy, anytime a guy's attention is somewhere else, I assume it's another chick. Always.
Yeah.
If you're not coming to get me, guys aren't going without sex.
Yeah.
So if you're not trying to get it from me, you're trying to get it somewhere else. That's what I assume.
And I think also as women, like, ladies, like, you got to start. Like, I think women should have options. Like, I feel
we
are shamed in believing that we can't have a rotation, that we can't date multiple people.
I even think it's okay to.
Women should.
Yeah, and I think it's okay to sleep with them as long as nobody thinks that you're exclusive and you're being safe. I mean, you got to test the waters. Look, my friend today, she goes to me, she goes, I think you should fuck them both and see who wins. And I'm like, well, that's a viable option that I might. The problem is, I know I'd have better sex with a guy who's bad for me because that's how it works.
That's always how it is.
But you know what? For once, I'm going to try to actually date the guy that's giving me no drama.
Yeah.
And the other guy, by the way, this is funny because I'm pretty sure, I know it sounds like he's running game, but he is a very busy, successful. I believe that he's busy.
Mm-hmm.
But what's funny that he doesn't know is like, he could be winning so easily, but I'm very close to just cutting him off and letting the other guy win because he's not stepping it up.
Well, let me ask you, is this guy, the second guy that lives close to you, is he on social media?
Yes.
Does he post?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So if you have time to be on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you have time to contact me.
He does text me. He just doesn't. By the way, this is my other pet peeve with this motherfucker. And this is another note. If you're going to text me a conversation that's serious or that goes on for more than like 5 or 6 texts, just call.
Yeah.
Please.
I think people are afraid to call. Like, I feel like we're in this culture of like text messages.
Totally.
And people don't know how to, like, I will tell people, call me. Like, I don't want to fucking text all the time. I'm old school. Like, I value a phone call because I feel with a phone call, I get to know you. I hear your voice. I hear the tonation.
Yeah.
Like, we're speaking. I don't want to talk to a computer screen. There's one thing if we have to, or if you're busy and like you're in a meeting or something and you can't speak. But like, anyone that I'm actually legitimately friends with, like, we get on the phone.
So if you're
a guy and you can only text me, like, this is gonna go nowhere.
And after a while, if it's new and you're seeing each other once a week or every 2 weeks, that texting in between starts to feel so distant. You start to feel like you're texting with a robot. It's someone you don't know. Like, the kiss I had with that guy was so hot, but to be honest with you, now after all this texting, I don't even think about the kiss anymore. I just think about all this fucking texting.
Right.
So it's like, if you just called, you could say, if he had called me a couple days ago, hey, I just want to say hi. I've been so busy. Can't wait to see you again whenever.
That would have been a different conversation.
Yeah.
Versus texting you this long paragraph, if he had called and picked up the phone and said, you know what? Like, this is what's been going on with me. I just wanted to get on the phone with you because I don't want you to think I'm avoiding you. Like, I just have been legitimately like crazy scheduled.
Huge.
That is a very different experience than sending a text message.
Yeah, because in a text message, in a girl's mind, and this is probably stupid, they go, oh, well, I'm sorry. I've been in bed with guys that have been texting while we're... I mean, you can text from anywhere and be lying.
Yeah.
But if you call me, I hear your voice. I hear, you know?
calling, I wish my headphones would stay on. I also think calling is, it's more intimate because we've lost it as a society, like the value in calling. Because I remember like, when you were like in high school and talking on the phone for hours, like that was the thing to do.
Of course.
And it was exciting and it was fun. And I feel like as a culture, we've lost that. And so like now I value hearing someone's voice and actually having that time
also, the
to
voice,
speak.
Yeah, the voice is part of what attracts you to them too. Like,
right.
like this guy, I actually like, I think his voice is so cute. Like the other day, instead of a text, he sent me a voice note.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's really cute to hear his voice. Guys don't get like, that's, it's all part of the attraction.
Absolutely.
Same for guys. I notice with guys I date sometimes, there was a guy that we would be having these massive fights. And then the second I would get him on the phone,
mm-hmm.
he'd soften right away. And I could tell it was because he heard my voice. And he's like, right. oh, I like her.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's real. Like a text message, all you're doing is speaking to an electronic device. You're not actually talking to that person.
Yeah.
When you're on the phone, it's like you hear that person's voice. You understand what they're feeling. And you read a lot just from hearing and the way they that they speak to you.
Yeah.
And I think like, had he just picked up the phone and called you and said that, even if you weren't available and he had left it in a voice message, I think you would have received it so differently than him sending it as a text message.
Or even when I texted him and said, I feel like you're running game. That is the moment to pick up the phone.
Hello.
Not send me back 75 text messages, which is nice. He explained it and I get it. And like,
boy, bye.
But I mean, call, be a man, have balls.
Right.
Men, that's why the alpha guy is going to win, because he's a fucking
yes.
man.
Men, first, there's such a difference in when you're dealing with a man versus a boy. Ugh. And it's such a different experience. And you're just like, that's when you feel like, this is how a woman is supposed to be treated. This is how I am supposed to feel, because you're supposed to be, feel safe and protected. And a man will make you feel safe and protected. A boy will make you feel insecure and make you question stuff and make you have to decipher stuff.
Yeah.
And this text message bullshit, like, I think you just have to be able to read stuff for how it is, because I'm sure you've texted guys when you're gaming them and you're like, oh, I'm busy. That's why. Like,
of course. So, when you're like, he's an option, but I'm not super into him, but I might date him again, so I'll keep him on that. We do the same shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how I had to look at it. I'm like, there's so many times when I've BS'd men and just been like, I'm busy, I can't take no little, whatever. Like, I've done the same thing. So when that happens to me, I'm just like, you're running game the same way I've run game. So I'm just now at the point where it's like, I'm smart enough to realize what it is. And if that's the case, like, I'm not going to waste my time. Like, it's
yeah.
cool. But you will end on that, like, do not call this real fast.
I think it's so funny that the second I accused him of running game, he was like, but to run game, if you're running game, you're trying to put the ball in the net, not hang out with the net. And I'm like, it's not about
hanging
sex.
Out. Yeah, like, first of all, but game can be run long term. You may just be like, hey, I'm just holding out to see if something works out eventually. Like, I'm willing to just play my cards, and if maybe it turns out. Like, I just think you have to go off of action. And
totally.
One person is showing you through their actions, like, hey, I want to build with you, I want to grow with you. And another person is showing you through their actions, like, hey, I'm not making time for you, and this isn't a priority for
me. You're right.
You got to just read it for what it
is. The other guy came from 60 miles away to see me.
Girl, if he's coming from 60 miles away, that means he's feeling
I
you.
Know.
60 miles in Los
LA.
Angeles?
I know.
Like during traffic
he
times,
took
that could be 2 or 3 hours.
He took an Uber.
Surge charges, girl. That you have to... You had to
That's
read that.
That's a premium
that.
Dick right that, there.
Exactly. Like, if he's doing surge
You're
on
right.
Uber
I'm gonna go
and
see
60
him.
Miles.
You know what? I'm glad we had this talk, because I was debating going down to see him tomorrow. I think I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I think he's winning for sure.
And still give him that same, like, slow grow
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
But I think that'll show you through his actions. He's like, I'm not allowing distance to affect us seeing each other. You don't even have to drive. You don't have to spend your gas or put the miles on
no.
your car. Especially
car.
If he can provide, and he can do it. If he's an athlete, like,
he's
if he
fine.
Can take care of it.
He's fine.
So let him take care of it and don't feel guilty about that. And then still grow slow and allow, see where it goes, and you can still explore and date and whatnot, but actions speak so much louder than words. And it's so cliche to say this, but it really is true. Like, I think as a woman, you just know, like, when, like, something, someone is showing you real genuine interest versus someone is BSing you.
100%.
Yeah.
This was deep.
This was deep. We
I
did
feel,
get
this
like,
is what I wanted. This is
we
it.
Got real.
I just
like,
wanted
we,
to get real and shit. Like,
we
so,
did.
Yeah. Like this was not. It's not always funny, but I think that this is insightful. I think
yes.
it's real. I think every girl's been there, and I hope mm-hmm. you guys are learning.
Yeah.
I hope the guys are just learning like a little bit about what women are
right.
still looking for.
And gentlemen, if you're listening out there and you have a girl that you're actually interested in, like, put in work. Like, make her know that that's what you want to build on. Like, tell her. Like, don't play games. Games are whack. Like, if you want to be whack, go play your games. But if you actually, like, are interested in a woman, make it known.
I've been listening to this dating coach. I'm going to give him props. His name is Matthew Hussey. He's amazing. He has a huge following. You should check him out. And I've been, like, researching some of his stuff for, like, stuff to talk out about on here, actually. But one of the things that he says all the time that I think is brilliant is he says, pay attention to the level of investment guys are putting in. If it's a text, hey, that's a low investment text. Mm-hmm. If the text is like, I've been thinking about you, how was your audition? That's specific. That's a high investment. Like, look at the investment.
If he calls you.
Yeah, bigger says, investment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear about, or if he says, hey, you free for coffee? Like, I want to hear about your, like, there's levels to this
or
shit.
Or even, hey, I live right up the street. Why don't you pop by? I mean, by the way, I know girls, if a guy invites you over, you assume it's sex. But once I tell a guy I'm not going to hook up with you for a while, then that's a free pass for you to invite me to your house because I already told you. So it's
like,
fine.
Like, you know, it's the situation. Yeah.
Anyway, this is bad, but I need to do a commercial now.
I have a commercial break
earlier. But listen, we have sponsors on this show, and this is a great one I'm really excited about. I really mean that. Like, it sounds like total bullshit because it's a paid ad, but I've been using this product, and I actually really like it.
Nice.
So I want you guys to check out BioClarity. That's it. And guys, you know, men can use it also, or you can buy it for your wife or girlfriend. I mean, what it is an amazing skincare line. It's really great stuff that they'll send to you in the mail, BioClarity. I love it because there's no chemicals in it. I can get dry skin so easily, and especially the older I get, the more I want to be like dewy. And I feel like the BioClarity, it doesn't have any harsh chemicals in it that a lot of normal face cleansers and acne treatment have. BioClarity is naturally calming. It's got cleansing extracts, it's got green tea, chamomile. It's almost like an at-home facial for your skin. It cools your skin. I'm obsessed with it. I told you last time, I'll get you some. It's amazing. No benzoyl peroxide, which is what causes the redness and the dryness and irritation. This combines the power of prescription-grade salicylic acid with Floralux, which is restorative, and it's made from chlorophyll, which is, you know, what makes plants green. So very natural, guys. I want you to check it out for sure. It'll definitely reduce your blemishes. It'll make you more glowy, which I love. And, you know, I think that everybody wants to feel confident in their skin, especially nowadays. We're talking about all this social media. It's huge. So I want y'all to make sure you try it out. The way to do it is go to BioClarity.com. And if you listen to this podcast, you get your first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. So you save $20. All you have to do is enter my promo code DATE. 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 One time. Just DATE. BioClarity.com. Enter the promo code DATE. Make sure you guys check it out. It's great stuff. And I'm very grateful to them for sponsoring the show. And I'm grateful to you guys who support the show through Patreon. Check out patreon.com/KateQFunny if you would like to donate and support. And of course, my fabulous guest. I'm so grateful. You did two episodes.
Yeah.
You killed both. You helped me.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Dude, you really honestly should come back anytime you want.
I would love to.
You're amazing.
Please, anytime you will have me, yeah. I will totally. And for the record, I'm slightly tipsy, so you've officially gotten me.
We're drinking tequila. You're
cheers.
Welcome. Cheers.
Yes.
And Sherelle, you helped me figure out my situation. Guy one is way in the lead. I'm not even going to talk. I'm not going to deal with guy two anymore. I think I'm done with him. I'm getting the feeling he's low level fuckboy status. Like, I'm not sure.
I think he is. Yeah. I think he's like successful fuckboy.
I mean, I don't think he has I think he would be a fuckboy if he had a little more game, but I think he's right.
Oh, so he's not even at fuckboy
stage. I'm not sure.
Okay. I think guy one, but still take your time because I want you to I want you at wife status. I want like a fucking ring on your finger and invite me to the wedding so I can be like, listen, I'm the one that taught her. So if anyone else
suggestions. Just FYI, guy one definitely has hot friends I can introduce you to. So maybe you should come with me tomorrow.
For real, actually, my dad lives in Orange County, so I'm not even joking.
Lives in Orange County.
Can we hang out?
Let's go down.
Yes.
Let's do it. I'll have him send us a Lyft Premier.
Then we can have double dates and we can Lyft Premier from LA to Orange County.
To Mexico, where
exactly.
He lives. Everybody, listen, follow at Sherelle Patrice on Instagram. I'm going to post a photo so you can find her, and she's absolutely hilarious. And what's your Facebook again?
Facebook is facebook.com/ The Sherelle Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she's
Instagram, Twitter, Sherelle Patrice.
Gorgeous. So if you look and you get up on it.
Yeah, but don't be a fuckboy. Not doing that.
So. No fuckboys. I'm going to get you a fuckboy patrol. You know I have fuckboy patrol gear now. FPP.
Oh.
I'm going to get you a fuckboy patrol like tank top or crop top.
Please do. I will rock that.
Yes.
I totally pose that.
We patrolling that shit.
Yeah, shutting this shit down.
I love it. Guys, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. If you like it, please leave a nice review. That's always lovely. And we will see you next time on Date Fails. Bye.
Bye.